have the ball.
All starters back out there for both teams. James for the Bears will dribble to the right side to Rogers, who's had a lot of rest in this game with two early fouls. James holds it, gives it to Kohler. Kohler at the free throw line spins. Frigga in the corner. Rogers for three. Got it. Welcome back to the floor, Jace Rogers.
Yeah.
38-22. Bears again with the half-court trap. Frustrated Conway tonight. They get it to Hornick. Hickey in the corner, dribbles in, loses the ball. There's another turnover. Rogers ahead to James. James corrals it in the corner. Open three is off the mark. Right to Rogers, though, lays it up and in. Rogers is ready to come back and play. He's got 5 points in the first 45 seconds of the second half. Bears go up by 18. Cox trapped at midcourt. Gets to the sideline, stepped on it, and turns it over.
Hickey was down here underneath the basket, waving for the ball. Nobody would pass it to him. Couldn't get it there.
Bears up 40-22, 7 minutes to go, third quarter. James to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Finds Frigga. Rogers back to Frigga. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kick it back. Rogers wants another three. Rims out. James with the putback. And it's good. Bears up by 20. Well, when Rogers and James are clicking together, it just looks really good for the Bears. And now a timeout by Buffalo. 6:37 to go third quarter. Bears open up a 20-point lead, 42-22. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Stratford and the Stratford Invitational Tournament. Bears are leading Buffalo 42-22 early here in the third quarter. The Bears come out hot and score the first 7 points of the quarter, and that necessitated a timeout by Buffalo.
Bears keeping that momentum they had to end the first half, picked up right where they left off, and really putting some space now between them and the Bison. Buffalo will inbound at midcourt. Hickey in the backcourt. Bears again look for that half-court trap. They find Skinner wide open underneath, lays it up and in. Good job by the Bison to adjust, and they find the open man on that trap. Bears have it tipped out of bounds into the Bear bench by Phillips. It'll stay with the Bears. 42-24. Bears by 18. Frigga will inbound for Willow at the end of their bench. Ryan looks over his options. He'll throw it into the backcourt for James. Skinner sticking with James.
Not very well.
Fires to Kohler. Out to Rogers. Baseline jumper is no good. Rebound tip. And Kohler's got it. He brings it down low. Puts it up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Goes up again. Missed it again. Rebound loose. Frigga's got it. Put it up. Missed it.
Hornick.
And Hornick gets the rebound and he's fouled. By Wilbanks, I believe, and man, the Bears.
The Bears had all kinds of opportunity
shots on that possession.
All of them right underneath the basket. That foul is on Wilbanks, his second. But good job, good hustle by the Bears on the boards. I mean, they were controlling with the big guy in there. So.
Phillips across midcourt. Hickey on the left side. One arm pass to Skinner on the left wing. Kicks it to Cox. Cox. Might have taken an extra step. Hickey will spot for three in the corner. It's an air ball, right? The Cox gets blocked by Kohler. Ball is loose underneath. Picked up by Cox. Shot up. No good. Poked out of bounds by Wilbanks. And it'll stay with Buffalo.
I think that the official called that because that's the only, he was the player closest to the out of bounds line.
Phillips slaps the ball. Looks for Hornick. Lobs it back to Hickey at midcourt. Hickey. Skinner over to Hornick on the elbow. Back to Phillips. Free throw line jumper partially blocked by Kohler right into the hands of Wilbanks. Back come the Bears. James runs it down the floor. Still start and stop behind his back pass to Frigga. Over to Wilbanks. Left side pass out of bounds. And it's going to say it was tipped by Buffalo.
Really? I didn't see that.
Well, that would explain why it was such a wide pass.
It didn't look right.
No, it didn't. And no real argument from Buffalo, so Bears will maintain possession. James across midcourt. Colby inside to Kohler. Kohler goes to the rack, missed the lay-in. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Hornick. Away to Skinner. Skinner spins to Phillips. Right block, shot up. No good, but he's fouled.
Wilbanks.
Skinner will go to the line, or rather Phillips, shooting two.
I think Wilbanks will get his third foul on that.
5 minutes to go third quarter. Bears leading by 18. They've led by as many as 20. Buffalo led by two halfway through the second quarter, but it's been all Bears since. Free throw is no good. Neither team making free throws.
No.
Miller will come in. Wilbanks will come out.
Wilbanks played a good game tonight for the Bears. Three fouls going to put him on the bench for a while.
Second free throw is off the mark as well. Miller jumps in for the rebound. James sees the press, gets it away to Miller. Miller trapped. In some trouble, picks up his dribble, and a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. 4:52 to go, third quarter. Willow leads Buffalo 42-24. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Stratford. We're in the third quarter. Bears leading 42-24 over the Buffalo Bison. Bears have the ball, but Coach Forrest called that timeout to kind of bring things back together a little bit for the Bears. Their ball handling, I think that was one of the reasons he called the timeout. They were getting trapped over there and just as they crossed midcourt, so that was the reason I'm guessing for the timeout.
I think you're correct. Bears with an 18-point lead. Just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Winner will play for the consolation title tomorrow afternoon. Rogers' pass is stolen by Cox, but then Rogers gets it right back, throws it to Kohler at the free throw line. Kohler goes to the rack, puts it up, and in. Good move by Kohler. Bears back up by 20. Skinner has it as the Bison break the press pretty quickly that time, and Skinner gets the basket, 44-26. Bison have adjusted to that trap. Gotten a couple of easy baskets. Briga across the timeline. Trap. His pass tipped, loose, and a foul called. Reach in on Buffalo. And the ball will stay with the Bears.
Shaika. Second personal foul. Second team foul on the Bison.
James takes the inbound. To get it across midcourt. Briga goes to the rack, lays it high and in. High arcing shot goes down. Good move by the senior. Bears back up by 20. Cox, the full head of steam, jump stop at the free throw line, gets it back right block and puts it up and missed it. Rims out. Hornick with the follow won't go. Kohler with the rebound, but Skinner grabs on.
I think they called Skinner for the foul.
They're going to say.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Third foul on Skinner. He fouled Kohler as they were going for the rebound. Air ball.
Skinner going to come out. He's had some good minutes here in the second
half.
He
has. He's been their scoring threat here in the second half. He's had all four of their points.
Bears look to break the press. Briga. So back to James. James. Got to get it across midcourt. Briga does. To Stewart. Stewart throws it over the head nearly of James, but he jumps up to get it. Then his pass goes off the hip of Cox out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bears. And the Bison half-court trap is producing some turnovers for them.
Been attacking the ball. They have made it difficult for the Bears.
Briga will inbound into the backcourt. There's a foul on Cox.
That'll be number four, I believe, on him. So, and the third team foul on the Bison this half.
Skinner will have to come back in. Bison continue to have foul trouble. Neither team very deep. Briga to Stewart. Nice pass over to Kohler. Kohler over Hornick. Blocked. Gets the rebound on the baseline. Goes up with it. Blocked again. Again, Kohler gets it. Put it up and in.
Kohler stays with it.
Boy.
You know, he just stays with it.
Pays off. And Kohler with a chance for a three-point play, and that's foul number four on Hornick. Oh, they've only got him for three.
Huh.
I thought he had four.
Oh, that's
oh, I'm sorry.
32.
They called on. Okay, I thought that was on Hornick.
Shaika.
Okay. Scratch that. Kohler's free throw is good, though, and we'll take the 3 points for sure.
Yep.
49-26 Bears. Phillips into the front court. Hornick, nice give to Skinner, goes to the basket, missed it. Rebound tipped out, Rogers has it. Jace, ahead to Kohler, left block, shot up, missed it. Rebound tipped, Hornick's got it. Shovel pass to Phillips. Phillips going to go all the way, fakes the pass, lays it up, missed it. Hornick went for the follow jam, missed that. And the Bears come away with the rebound.
Wow.
Lots of missed shots in this game. Neither team shooting exceptionally well. Rogers for a long three. Won't go. Rebound comes out long. Stewart to James. He'll spot for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out all the way out of bounds into the bleachers, and it'll be Buffalo ball. Bears leading by 23 in good shape. Here with 2.5 minutes to go in the third. JV will play next. Both teams playing in this tournament. Phillips across the timeline. Hornick. There's done a nice job on him tonight. He's also been in a lot of foul trouble. Hornick to the left block, to the rack, put it up and in. As soon as I say that, Hornick gets his. He's just the kind of kid that's going to get his, he averaged a double-double last year. James on the left side. Into the corner for Stewart. Cross-courts it over to Rogers. Rogers, right block, pull-up jumper, rims out. Rebound, Friga, put it up and in.
Oh, good job, by Ryan.
Cleaning up. Bears lead is 51-28. Skinner travels. Buffalo turns it over.
They had gone quite a while without a turnover. Probably their longest time, but they still have 19 in the game.
Buffalo losing to Sparta in the first round of this tournament. Bears losing to Cassville.
Wilbanks comes back in for the Bears. Kohler goes out.
Conway and Ava coming up next. Bears can hold on. They'll play the winner of that game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Rogers, right wing. Gets the rack. Gets it away to Wilbanks. Wilbanks spins. Stewart in the corner. Takes the three. He'll throw it back to James at midcourt. Colby will reset. The freshman, free throw line, off-balance jumper is off the mark. Rebound Buffalo. Bison, get it to Skinner. Left wing, looking at Hornick, and there's Stewart. Oh, got fouled hard, hits the deck. Bison come away with it. Skinner puts it up, missed it.
That's Wilbanks' fourth foul, too. He just got back in the game. Isn't that the way it goes?
That happened.
Yeah.
Boy, Aiden Stewart got
he got left.
Lamb. That was a football hit that he took. And the official has done a good job. They just didn't see that.
Right.
Skinner's free throw is no good.
Oh, they don't call that on Wilbanks. They call it on Frigga. Okay. Take that. Ryan just has two fouls.
Frigga will come out, as will James. I think first time those two guys have been out all night.
Yep.
They both played a really strong game for the Bears. Second free throw is good. And it's 51-29. Some lights went out here in Stratford. But not to the point where it's going to delay our game. Rogers across midcourt with 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Bears up by 22. Miller on the right side. Kicks it around the horn. Stewart, left wing. Draws the trap. Rogers up top. Back to Stewart. Bounces to Kohler on the baseline. Kohler gets fouled.
Kohler spends a lot of time on the floor, doesn't he?
God.
And third foul on Shorris for the Bison. Their 15th foul and a half. Foul is on the floor. So the Bears will inbound at baseline underneath the basket.
Stewart will inbound. Out to Miller in the corner. Miller to Rogers. Wilbanks in the corner, open for three. Got it.
Yeah.
Hornick was coming after him. He had to shoot over the 6'7 center, but Wilbanks pretty tall himself and buries another three. 54-29, Bears by 25. Skinner looks underneath. Now he takes off. Just goes to the rack, blocked by Kohler. It's tipped, loose on the floor, picked up by Phillips. And the Bison will reset with 35 seconds to play in the third. Hickey draws the foul from Stewart.
I guess. I didn't see much there, but apparently the official saw enough. Stewart picks up his third foul.
Fourth team foul on the Bears this half. Nobody really in serious foul trouble for the Bears.
No. Stewart has three, and that's the most.
Hickey trying to inbound. Got to do it. Gets it to Hornick. Gets it right back. Hickey in the corner. gets around Stewart, takes it to the block, blocked by Wilbanks. They're going to call a foul, and we had a really good view of that.
Yeah.
Braxton got all ball.
He did.
But sometimes that happens. That's a anticipation foul is what we call that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's Braxton's fourth personal foul, and we'll put Hickey at the line.
Free throw by Hickey is no good. And the Bears are not a good free throw shooting team. The Bison are worse.
I think that's a safe statement.
At least tonight. Second shot by Hickey is no good. In and out. Miller there for the rebound.
That's just bad luck on that shot.
Rogers brings it into the front court. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bears up by 25. Rogers shades to the left with 10. Jace to James with 7. In the corner for Stewart with 6. With 5. Rogers bounces it to Kohler inside to Friga, and the Bears can't get a shot off. At the end of the third quarter, Bears extend their lead. They lead the Bison 54-29 after 3. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Fourth quarter getting underway. Bears outscored the Bison 19-7 in the third quarter. The Bisons have the ball as we start quarter number 4.
Bison with the ball. They're going to drive to the left side. Phillips over James. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Frigg has got it. Bears have the ball and a 25-point lead as we start the fourth quarter. James waiting for the trap. Got to get it across the timeline. Miller in the backcourt. Stopped short of the line. James gets it across. They're going to call a 10. That was a late whistle. Ball was in midair when he called it, but Bears taking a little too long getting it across the timeline.
It's only the second turnover on the Bears this half. They only have 7 on the game. So clean ball game by the Bears.
Here's a near steal on the inbound. The Kohler will be whistled for the foul. That's the 6th team foul on the Bears.
Only the second on Kohler.
Bison offense, 12 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, just 7 in the third. Bear defense, and now here's another steal by the Bears. Kohler has to go off his hip, saves possession, gets it to Rogers, who lays it up and in. 56-29. Phillips on the right side. Warnick up top. Warnick's going to go one-on-one with Kohler. You could just tell that. Lay it up, count it, and one. And that's Kohler's third foul. That was just a little flat foul, but Hornick, you could just see it. He was lined up, and he said, I'm just going to take him.
Yep, and he did. And that puts him in double figures, Hornick, for the night for Buffalo.
Good player.
Yeah, he is.
7 senior for the Bison.
Good size.
Free throw is off the mark. Rebound Skinner, but
yeah, somebody's whistle a lane blow. Too quick.
Never touched the rim?
I don't know. Anyway, bare ball. So
James will have it. Bears leading 56-31. Rogers stops short of the timeline. James gets it across midcourt. Rogers on the left wing. Looks underneath. Fires to James up top. James flings it back to Rogers on the left wing. Back up top. James being harassed, double-teamed, and loses the ball. Picked up by Phillips. Going to go coast-to-coast. Missed the lay-in. Rebound Skinner. Put it up and in. Skinner with the basket. James through traffic to Kohler. Kohler to Friga flashing, lays it up, counted and one.
Good
job by Kohler to wait patiently and then find Friga cutting for a nice layup and a chance for a 3-point play.
Yeah, good move by both those kids on that play. That's it for Stephen Cox. Buffalo, he fouls out.
Forget the line. Free throw is no good. Rebound Hornick underneath. 58-33 Bears. Phillips to Hornick. Backing in. Finds Skinner. Lays up and in. Skinner's been a little bit of the secret weapon here in the second half. He's just always in the right place.
Defense collapsed on the Hornick that time and allowed Skinner to come in untouched.
Bears break the press. Get it to Kohler, baseline, Ryan to the basket, lays it up and in. 60-35, Bears lead 6 minutes to play. Skinner on the wing. Finds Hickey. So Hornick lays it up and in. Scoring going up here in the third quarter.
Trading baskets now.
60-37 Bears. Frigga, top of the key, is fouled.
By Hickey, I think.
Or Skinner, one of those two.
Okay, it's Skinner, I think he's out. No, that's just four.
Skinner.
That's just four on Skinner. But it will put Frigga at the line because we're in the bonus now. We need some free throw practice anyway.
Shot by Frigga is good. Rattles in. Four-point lead for the Bears. Frigga going to put them back up by 25, and does. 62-37, 5:45 to play. Phillips into the front court. Hickey on the left wing. Works it around the three-point arc. Phillips looks down low. Now he'll throw it to Hornick outside. Hornick just going to go again. Lays it up and in. Man. Timeout. Coach Forrest and the Bears getting tired of Hornick taking it to the rack, and we'll take a time in. 30-second time away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
5:31 left to go in the game. Bears with a comfortable lead of 62-39, but Hornick was taking it to the hoop a little too much for Coach Forrest. He decided to take a timeout and talk about it.
Yeah.
Bears with the ball.
James into the front court for the Bears. Stewart right back to Colby. Left side for Rogers. Rogers, James, Kohler, Stewart, and Frigga. Kohler to the rack, and Hornick with a great block.
Apparently
call
got
a foul.
Yeah, apparently got some body, too, according to the officials. And if that's it, that's all.
No, it was, yeah. Wasn't on Hornick.
Okay.
Skinner went back in there, and he committed the foul. Because Hornick's block, that was a textbook block. Skinner fouls out, really giving the Bison good minutes. Kohler at the line. Free throw is no good. Jordan Gibson will make his first appearance of the night. Ryan Frigga will head to the bench. Frigga's played a good game for the Bears.
Kohler's 2-for-7 from the free throw line.
Hit number three here.
All right.
Flashes at home. Bears up 63-39, just over 5 minutes to go. Here's Hornick. Lobs it inside this time. Pass tip into the corner. Phillips looking for Hornick. Hickey bobbles it at midcourt. Hornick passes it inside. Now they go back out to Phillips. Phillips around the arc. Underneath, shot up in the paint. No good. Gets his own rebound. Back out to Hickey. Shot up. No good, but he was held by Kohler, and Hickey will go to the line shooting two for the Bison.
Number four on Ryan Kohler. Hickey at the line.
Bears will play tomorrow at 2 o'clock against the winner of Ava and Conway.
You're assuming.
I'm assuming, barring a really big comeback by the Bison. Free throw is good.
The Bison had actually outscored the Bears here in the fourth quarter.
Second free throw is off the mark. Kohler's there for the rebound. James across the timeline for the Bears. Right side for Stewart. Looks in. Now they give it to Kohler at the free throw line. He's got three guys around him. Spins out to Stewart for three. Off the mark. Rebound comes out to Phillips. Phillips down the floor. Look inside to Hornick. He's got it. Jams it home, and that's interference. Yeah, no good.
No, the basket's not going to count because
he hung on the rim.
He hung on the rim and tipped the basket while he touched the basketball while he was on the rim. So.
Missed the dunk and then was trying to,
anyway.
You got to let it go.
Didn't work. So no points there for the Bisons.
James, right side for Stewart. Gets it in. It's poked away, though. And here come the Bison. Working ahead. Phillips lays it up and in. Makes it a 21-point deficit. James back the other way. Big jump stop, teardrop over Cornick. Won't go. Cornick with the rebound, throws it ahead. Full head of steam, right block shot up and good. Timeout Bears as the Bison trying to make a late charge. With 3:55 to play, Willow leads by 19 now, 63-44. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Stratford. Bears and the Buffalo Bison doing battle here. Bears have a comfortable lead, but the Bison have outscored the Bears here in the fourth quarter. And have got a lot of several easy baskets, and Coach Forrest didn't like the effort, I think, that time, so we just called a timeout to kind of straighten them out.
Yeah, Hornick's really been able to kind of take over. And it's probably too late for the Bison, but, yeah, if you're Coach Forrest, you don't like the trend line and needs to restore order and get the Bears back.
Still 3:55 left to go in the game, so a lot of time left.
James will bring it down the floor for the Bears, leading by 19.
I think Frigga's back in the ballgame for the Bears now.
Frigga has it on the right side, spins it back to James, top of the key. Goldie to Rogers on the left side. James lobs it to Frigga at the free throw line. Back to James. James, pull-up jumper, in and out. Rebound, tip. Kohler lost it. Hickey got it, right block. Duffed by James. They're going to call a foul on Goldie. Looked like he had all ball. That'll send Hickey to the line, shooting two for the Bison. Really impressive block. James is the shortest guy on the floor.
Blocking a shot.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, it is.
Hickey's free throw is good. Buffalo continuing to try to make this thing interesting.
Yep.
Second free throw. Takes his time, puts it up, and in. And it's a 17-point game. Bears need to fire up the offense a little bit. James crosses it over to Stewart. Stewart to Frigga on the baseline. Back out to Stewart. Aiden drives in, pass cut off. He'll flip it back to James. Rogers. Stewart. Inside to Kohler. Kohler on the baseline. Out to James. There he is. Wide open. Three is off the mark. Rebound tips back to Stewart. Bears will reset. We go under 3 minutes to play. James, long three. Got it. James keeps shooting, and the Bears go up by 20. What you got to do?
Yep.
There's a steal by Colby. The freshman all the way to the basket lays it up and in. Bears with a five-point swing to restore order. And go up by 22. Phillips into the front court. Into the corner. Hornick will fire up a three. It's off the mark. Frigg is there for the rebound. James across midcourt. Frigga. Rogers, long three. No good. Rebound comes out to James. Colby on the baseline has to go off of his shoe. It's loose and a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to the Bears. With 2:13 to play, Bears up by 22. And here comes Wilbanks back into the game along with senior Garrett Spence checking in for another two seniors. The Ryans, Kohler and Frigga, come out.
2:13 left in the game, so Bears going to get Garrett a few hits.
Stewart in the corner for three, no good. Wilbanks with the rebound. Rogers up top to James. We go under 2 minutes. To play. Steal by Hornick. He's going to go all the way. Right block, lays it up and in. Good move by the senior. 20-point game. Minute 50 to play. James. Wilbanks for three in the corner. Got it.
Wow,
his Braxton is such a good 3-point.
His percentage is great.
If he's set, he's going to make it.
Yeah.
Around the arc, Hornick. He'll try a three again. No good. Rebound tipped, and James comes away with it. 90 seconds to play. 71-48 Bears. James. As Coach Forrest wants a substitution timeout. Gibson and Miller check in.
minute 24 left, and the Bears look like we'll be playing at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So you want to make the trip up tomorrow afternoon and see the Bears play either Ava or Conway in the consolation.
Holiday shopping while you're in the Springfield area. Fence in the corner. Backs it out. Miller, top of the key. Gives it up to Stewart. Throws it into Garrett. Wilbanks fires up another three. Not this time. Off the back of the rim. Gibson with the rebound. Stop. Throws it to Stewart. Stewart will backpedal. Miller back into the corner. Garrett spins for three. No good off the rim. Rebound run down. Loose picked up by Hickey. Throws it ahead to Velta. Lays it up. Missed it. Hornick interfered with it again.
Yeah, he was over the rim.
And bare ball.
48 seconds left to go in the game.
When you're 6'7 and you can jump like that, it's very hard to not hang out up there. Bears with the ball. 45 seconds left in this one. Quick turnaround. We'll be back up here tomorrow afternoon for the finale of the Stratford tournament. Bears playing for fifth place. Stewart up top. Gives it to Miller. Matt Miller for three. Got it. Good to see for the senior.
New country hurt from there.
74-48 Bears. Phillips. He'll crank a three. No good. Rebound tipped. Hornick got it. No good. Wilbank has it for the Bears with 10. Got to get it across the timeline, but then that'll be it. Stewart gives it to Miller. Miller holds it with 3-2-1. Bears win it. 74-48. Is your final. We'll come back and talk about it and talk with Coach Forrest in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.